The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Corr, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Corr.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. Today, we feel the need for speed. I am playing with the boys. Commander Marty Logan of Top Gun Seminars will take your sails to new heights and motivate you at Mach 10 speed. And now, our very own Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees, hero of our horoscopes, psychic astrologer Joseph Anthony. What is going on in the world? Have you been feeling like something is off lately and it's not just you? If you don't believe in Mercury retrograde or any of the amazing things we'll tell you about, mainstream to metaphysical, we will make you a believer. I'm your host, Michelle Corr. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. 5788. You're going to want to hold on to that number because I bet Joseph will do a little mini reading for you today, as well as Commander Logan is going to be giving away some tickets, actually 4 tickets, so 2 sets of tickets for you and a friend to attend next Wednesday's seminar. And tickets are valued at $399, so we're giving away quite a bit of cash today, technically. Joseph, always wonderful to have you here. You're one of my favorite guests because your philosophy is very much like mine. You love to educate people and give them the information that they need so that they can make better informed decisions without preaching to them. And, you know, it's funny how people will think astrology is, you know, so woo-woo and out there, yet we live our entire lives on what day of the week it is, what time of day it is, what month, what year, which is, again, all ruled by the stars. I mean, the Earth's rotation around the sun dictates our days. So it's amazing that we can separate those two things. And, you know, we are very sensitive to what's going on in the cosmos, in the atmosphere, what's planetary, you know, happening planetarily out there, not just because we're aware of our sun sign and our birthday, but we feel these effects. And I was talking to a really nice guy, Troy, yesterday, and I was saying, oh, I don't know if you believe in Mercury retrograde or not. I mean, not that you have to believe it's happening. He's like, oh, my gosh, absolutely. And my friends that are skeptics that say, you know, oh, whatever, but they'll call you that 3-4 times a year and go, is Mercury in retrograde because my computer's not working? And I believe December we've got another Mercury retrograde coming up.
Well, I actually have one in November.
Oh, is it November?
November 24th through December 14th.
Okay, there we go.
Is the next retrograde period. And this one is, I believe, in Virgo.
Good Lord. Oh, my God. Mercury in retrograde. Mercury is already in Virgo.
Well, hasn't gone into that yet. It's in Scorpio right now.
But I'm saying, for me, I'm a Virgo born in August in media, which are all ruled by Mercury.
That's right. Exactly. So you'll be dealing with issues having to do with the past when that Mercury retrograde comes in, and it's going to be in Virgo. We're going to go back to jobs from the past, situations from the past, communication from the past. So everything is about the past as we end this year. It's about cleaning up the past to make way for the new year.
So that's kind of perfect timing. I mean, I think
everything
all do
is
that
perfect
anyway.
Timing.
True.
This is all perfect timing.
Yeah.
And speaking of timing, and you're absolutely right with the intro when you talked about timing, it's the only way we measure time is by, you know, the Earth rotating around the sun. And that's what these ancient cultures understood, is that if you wanted to understand the cycles, you understand the way the movement of the planets work. And then they associated myths and stories to these planets, and we began to see patterns. So what astrology is the ultimate understanding of cycles. It's a cyclical method or tool to understand what we're going through.
And you know what's absolutely amazing? Now, I've had the honor of going to the Mayan pyramids and seeing, you know, being at Palenque or being at Bacal and looking at these perfectly aligned. I mean, being at, oh my gosh, I'm blank at the one that has the observatory. But, you know, the Mayans knew that it took Venus, 519 or 518 days
right.
to make its rotation.
Exactly.
We didn't even find Pluto to the 70s here, or,
well,
you know,
and,
for us anyway.
And they knew about it.
Right.
All these ancient cultures, I believe, did have help. Okay? And we're not going to go into that area, but the evidence is overwhelming when you read about some of the Sumerian texts or the Egyptians, and they're making references to other beings or other entities. They're not just talking about gods, you know, as in a metaphorical sense. They're talking about beings, actual beings, and the evidence is overwhelming.
All you have to do actually is get Netflix or turn on, I think it's the History Channel, and watch Ancient Aliens. And wow, what a cool, amazing, mm-hmm. beautiful show. I mean, the cinematography, the photographs, the culture, what you learn, the places they take you to are mind-blowing.
Oh, absolutely. And this is part of the information that's been withheld from humanity for about 6,000 years. And we talked about off the air some of the secret societies or the groups and organizations that have been holding back information from humanity. And one of the things that they've been holding back is that we have sort of brothers and sisters or family members in other galaxies that have been visiting the Earth. And again, if anyone, you know, wants to do their research and homework, they will come up with the same stuff that I've come to realize, that there is evidence that there has been visitation here on this planet. So these ancient cultures had some help, number one, and the technology that was imparted upon them was just amazing. And now we're beginning to see it. You know, what's his name? Nikolai Tesla. When you study some of his work and just harnessing energy out of thin air, literally out of thin air, amazing. But again, you know, it had to be suppressed in some way because it wasn't beneficial to the people that run the world, so to speak. But this is all the information that's coming out right now during this period. As we had Pluto go into Capricorn in 2008, we are digging deeper into what makes the world tick. And this is why we're seeing the Occupy movements. We're seeing all the changes that are going on around the world. We're seeing a transformation at the deepest level. And Pluto has just gone into Capricorn. It's only been a couple of years. So this is natural when Pluto, which is the transformer of the zodiac.
If you're driving, honk if you love Pluto, because Pluto is still a planet. And it would take like light years upon light years for Pluto to know it wasn't a planet, but it is a planet.
Exactly. Well, we astrologers still use it because it's symbolic of the movement. And you know, we've attached a myth to it.
I heard that like an eighth of the actual astrologers in the world were the ones that voted on that. The rest of them thought it was completely ludicrous, and Pluto is absolutely a planet. That's just silly.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, for whatever reason they demoted Pluto, it doesn't really matter. It's still a
lot of people are getting demoted.
Yeah, exactly. It's still a physical body that we could track.
Right.
That's the importance of it, okay? So, and it's generational. So this planet will stay in that sign until about 2023. So we haven't seen anything yet. So it's just gone into the first couple of years, and now we're beginning to see the transformation that's taking hold in society, in organizations, in banking, in you know, secret societies. We're seeing all that. The main thrust of it is going to be between 2012 and 2017. where Pluto begins to make some serious aspects to Uranus, which is the planet of revolution, of individuality, of changing the status quo. And it starts next year. So we astrologers already know we're in for a lot more change. So what does that mean? Is it good or bad? And, you know, people ask me all the time. See, it's just changed. Adapt. Be flexible. You know, it's not the end of the world. It's just at the end of the world as we know it. So be flexible and continue to adapt is what I tell people.
Well, that's a good place to. And I'll have to adapt to a very quick break. We're visiting with Joseph Anthony, and we'll be back on the other side. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Hi, Michelle Kaur of 6 Degrees Media. In today's market, establishing yourself as an expert in the media through radio, television, print, internet, and social networking is essential to the success of your business. 6 Degrees Media can help you be seen, be heard, and be the buzz. Consistency in your messaging and brand alignment across all media is key. True branding is communicating to your target market what makes your company, service, or product honest, meaningful, and different. 6 Degrees can help you save time and money by aligning your messaging, print material, audio, social media, email marketing, and web optimization. Increase your visibility, credibility, and establish a loyal customer base. Each step is customized to your business, industry, audience, and public relations objectives. The result is a fully actionable plan and go-to-market strategy. To learn more, call me 602-820-STAR. That's 602-820-7827 or visit degreesmedia.com.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5, 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5, your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at videon5.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Astrologer to the stars, and my favorite friend from Planets Within. Joseph also does all the horoscopes for Michelle Kaur 6 Degrees. So if you get my newsletter, you always will see the free horoscope of the month. And we are in October, Joe, so we've got some changes. In fact, tomorrow, right, the 23rd, the sun goes into Scorpio, and then we're going to talk about something coming up, supposedly. Well, it is coming up, October 28th.
Absolutely. With the sun going into Scorpio, you know, this is fall, you know, where the leaves usually turn and change. And we already have two planets in Scorpio, Mercury and Venus right now. So there's a lot of connection with the past, or we're thinking about the past more. We're thinking about finances more because Scorpio also represents finances, joint finances, taxes, stuff like that. The financial markets, and this is why we're seeing a lot of movement in the financial markets. But not only that, Jupiter has been in Taurus for a while, and it's retrograde. So here is the sign of money, Taurus, in the sign of Jupiter. So there's a lot of learning that's taking place with money, because Jupiter represents learning as well. So here we are seeing right now, with all these other planets going to Scorpio as well, our subconscious is focusing on finance, money, our future, you know, and there is a little bit of hesitation because these planets begin to oppose Jupiter. And when they oppose Jupiter, there's usually a little tension or a little nervousness or a little adjustment that needs to be had or taken place. But what's happening right now is we're going also deep into our subconscious, which Scorpio represents. And we're finding that place within us to say, okay, I am much more than what I have or what I'm making and so on and so forth. So with Scorpio and all this energy coming in over the next, I would say, 2 weeks to 30 days, is a transformational period. Again, more transformation. I know the magic word right now.
Change and transformation.
Change and transformation. And like you said, at the end of the month, on the 28th, Dr. Carl Kellerman has a few books out on the Mayan calendar. And I actually met with him in Sedona and we talked. And he basically says that the Mayan calendar ends on October 28th, 2011, not December 21st, 2012. And he also says that nowhere in the Mayan calendar does it say December 21st, 2012, nor do the Maya people that are alive today make reference to any December 21st, 2012. Now, there's so much misinformation on this topic, it's not even funny. You know, some say that it already happened in 92, 93, the alignment with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. Carl Kellerman talks about the ending on the 28th, and then you have scientists saying on December 21st, 2012, there's a major alignment that's taking place. It's hard to really grasp who's making, you know, making more sense. But when you read Kellerman's work, he talks about how it is an evolution of consciousness. Now, I would say that makes more sense than anything else, because when you look at the news or follow some of the stories online, you see around the world how things are changing in these countries and how we are evolving. We're awakening. We are literally awakening to who we are, what we're capable of, what the controlling mechanisms of this world are and how they work, you know, how to overcome them. So it's a process that we're going through. And this month is a month of going deep within and continuing to discover and go deeper in different realms and higher awareness and, you know, realizing the truth for what it is, especially when we go to Sagittarius. You know, we become much more aware of the truth. And that's what this is all about in this month.
Well, in addition to all the crap on TV, like Kim Kardashian's wedding, which we don't need to see again, there's some really great programming, like we mentioned, Ancient Aliens and Decoded. And it's great to see, you know, or follow the trail of money. These things that aren't preaching, or some of the incredible programs that you've recommended that are free, like Zeitgeist, that you can find on the internet, or Loose Change. But what I like about them is none of them are preaching. They're just stating facts or showing you things you haven't been seeing or making you question what we've been told. And it was really interesting. Decoded the other day was talking about the Declaration of Independence and who really wrote it and who didn't and who's modest and who's not. And that they don't even know where the date, you know, July 4th came up, because officially all this other stuff says, you know, August 2nd. So really our country's Leo, not Cancer. Not Cancer, which changes everything. But it's interesting because, again, we've been told all this stuff, but with the internet and cable and freedom of information, or, you know, the truth is being brought to the light much sooner, or we're getting more information so that we can be more aware. And my favorite part of really what all this shifting and changing is, oh, how cool, I just looked at my computer and it's 10/22 on 10/22.
Sweet.
Very cool. So yes, that's magical. Those are a lot of 11s in there.
Yeah, exactly. But you're absolutely right about the programming. You see, what happens is entertainment has to follow a certain, path. If more people are going to be interested in the past, like Ancient Aliens or stuff like that, entertainment will go in that direction. But make no mistake, you know, where we are today and information on TV, especially television and mainstream media, or as some people like to call it, lamestream media, is that they're putting out information in a certain way to keep people in a certain mindset.
Sure.
Okay? Like every news broadcast has somebody dying, somebody getting kidnapped, somebody, you know, some sort of chase and so on and so forth. And then you have programming. I can't watch television anymore because all you see are cop shows and detective shows. I mean, this is not reality. Okay? It's glorifying one sector of society, you know, in police work and so on and so forth. And then you have movies that are meant to sort of keep us in this fear mode of battle and controlled and the good guy and the bad guy. And there is a certain programming that's taking place below the radar. So this is why I believe a lot of people are going away from mainstream, mm-hmm. you know, entertainment, mainstream news and so on and so forth. And they're literally using their minds now to go and look for information. And again, use your common sense. You know, if this doesn't make sense to you and this doesn't make sense and this guy is saying this, and use your common sense on what makes sense. But there are plenty of people online in a lot of places you could go now.
Well, like Voice America, we've got eight channels here, and even KWSS, which is an independent station that, again, is not controlled by the corporate dollars. Of course, we need sponsorship to make things happen, or you can donate to KWSS, which is a 501c3. But there's a lot of these avenues that are letting people, you know, consciously have a voice and speak their opinion in a professional mind, you know,
Absolutely.
Format, but open people's ears and eyes to new possibilities and what they should be thinking about. And I love that the overall, I don't want to say consequences, but where we're headed is that finally we're going to have to start seeing ourselves as connected, as one, as literally one planet, that we're responsible for another human being no matter how far away they are, and start looking past our individual selves or our family selves.
Oh, absolutely. And you see that more and more, you know, with these movements going through Europe and now in this country. What these people are literally protesting is not just their government's corruption and control. They're awakening other people to say, hey, you know, we're human beings here. We're having, you know, we're all united as one, and we need to overcome this. But when you understand what the divine is, you know, or God, as some may call it, or whatever name you want to give it, it doesn't really matter. We begin to see that it is a matrix. It is an energy field. It is something that is all around us and within us at the same time. And that we're all connected. We're all connected. And we all, what I do to you, you do to me. It's almost like a vibration throughout the universe. So we're beginning to see that more and more. That information has been around for 6,000 years. All you got to do is read some of the ancient Hindu texts or the Vedanta, and you just understand that these people knew physics and 6,000 years ago, and they knew the connection between man and time and space.
John, if you like, again, if you like anything about even just architecture, again, Ancient Aliens, what an amazing program. They have built structures that we don't even hear about. We hear about the seven wonders of the world, but mm-hmm. things that we don't hear about where they've moved massive stones and they've blended them together and you can't even stick a human hair between them, and we have no idea how the heck they cut them or move them, you know, and it's just, again, if you like the architectural going, how do we answer all these questions?
Well,
you know, how do we get from there to here?
Exactly. Something is missing in that equation. And that's when you absolutely run into, like I did, into this being helped from other places or having technology that we don't quite understand today, like sound technology. You know, basically whatever the source is, it utilizes light, photon light, and sound waves. So I've read some stories where they literally move these rocks, these thousands of pound rocks, using nothing but sound waves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is something that's mind-boggling.
You can watch the Philadelphia experiment, too.
Well, there's another one. that's very interesting. And, you know, again, there isn't enough conducive information on that. But, yes, if you study that, the Montauk Project and the Philadelphia experiment and all that stuff, it talks about, you know, making a battleship disappear through time and space and come back and reappear. And when they did that, there were some witnesses that said there were people on the deck who were missing body limbs and in pain and so on and so forth.
Blended into the steel, as I understand
exactly.
it.
That's right. Exactly. So, I mean, we don't know if this is fact or fiction, but it does exist. There seems to be multidimensional worlds that exist. And, I mean, for the average person, this is something that's, like, mind-boggling because it really will change their entire belief system of how the universe works.
But, I mean, they're showing it. They're demonstrating it through science. So it's not all that far out there.
Thank God for quantum physics.
Yeah.
But even quantum physics can't explain everything. There's a wonderful new book out there by Dr. Deepak Chopra and his the co-writer, Leonard something. I'm sorry, Leonard, I don't know your name, but your last name. But it's called Spirituality versus Science. and they're debating it all over online, and they make some wonderful, both of them make some wonderful points. But you could absolutely clearly see that Deepak Chopra, who is a scientist himself, he's a regular mm-hmm. doctor, and he literally, how he's able to show the spiritual side of humanity and what it really means. And there are certain things that science cannot explain. It's not like one giant equation that makes up everything. Mm-mm. There is a force, an energy, or whatever you want to call it, that is still seems to have a control, if you will. You know, even though we are a controlling mechanism, we are a lever. We are.
I'm going to control this because we have to take another quick break. So we'll be back on the other side with more of Joseph Anthony. Again, if you'd like a little mini reading, that's my phone number. Why do I always do that? 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And the phone lines are open.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Support for 6 Degrees has been provided by Background Music Productions, specializing in custom music jingles and voiceovers, brand recognition, media imagery, and business advertising. Background Music Productions offers a variety of licensed custom music for use with multimedia projects. For more information, 602-790-0632 or on the web at backgroundmusicproductions.com.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host Jordan Kimmel is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Hey, did you know Voice America has partnered with the KidStar Network to expand their reach through Voice America Kids? Voice America Kids will feature talk radio for kids by kids, along with special event programming and live broadcasts. Each program is conveniently archived for on-demand listening at any time. Please check our archives for the latest events and happenings on VoiceAmericaKids.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
In the atmosphere, the droughts of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
Well, for those of you who are feeling a little shy today and don't want to call in and ask for a little mini reading, that's okay. But you can reach Joseph directly at 480-463-1540. That's 480-463-1540. You can also visit planetswithin.com. That's planetswithin.com. And sign up for Joe's free newsletter. I really enjoy your newsletter because it talks about, you know, first of all, kind of what all of us might be feeling or experiencing on the planet, number one, and then as well as the planetary aspects, you know, like new moons or, you know, whatever might be going on and kind of their time frame throughout the month. And if you really read read them, you'll notice that often you're feeling that same whatever energy is going on, either the anxiety or the, you know, good or bad. We're very sensitive to it. I mean, just like the tides and the ocean and the moon and all that. And then, of course, our favorite part, the individual horoscope. So it's a lot of really good information, and it's something that I kind of hold on to throughout the month and check back with. And, you know, we're talking about awakening and change and transformation. There's a lot going on. Tomorrow, the sun goes into Scorpio, and on the 26th, there's what, a new...
The 27th. There's a new moon in Scorpio.
There's a new moon. And then again, according to some aspects or some historians who've reviewed the Mayan calendar, of which there are several, October 28th, 11 also, you know, marks the new shift or the ending of an era or the beginning of a new consciousness. And, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to absorb. The truth is coming out. We're seeing a change in the economic systems. That's a world like I can't even get my mind around. But you talk a lot about what others would say conspiracy theories, but really conspiracy facts. And I love the way that you, you know, approach that information, because it's like, go look it up yourself. Here are some great things you can go watch or read. And, you know, we've only been... for a while, I mean, we kind of sleepwalked through our lives. Information wasn't available as it is now. We couldn't go on the internet and Google things. There wasn't much freedom of speech, or it was there, but there was no real access to it. Where now everything's so viral, and part of what even I think the Celestine Prophecy talked about, whether that was real or pretend, but that information would become so available that you couldn't hide the truth for much longer. And so we're seeing some of that power and control struggle going on, because the truth is coming to the light.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want people to understand what the Mayan calendar was really all about. As in ordinary astrology, it's basically about timing. It's about cycles and periods. And their pyramid is structured in the way. It starts off at this, you know, with a large base at the bottom, and then it keeps going all the way up till the...
It has 91 stairs, and then there's five at the top to represent, because the original Mayan calendar had 20 months. Right, about 18 or 20 days.
There's 20 days, and then there's 260. There's actually two wheels, two cycles to it, and they all interlock with each other. Now, what I was getting back to on the Mayan, when you look at the pyramid, there's nine levels to their pyramid, and we're at the top of that level. Each one of them representing time frames, and at the end of that, at the very top, is the last and the smallest block of time. And what that represents is how fast change happens. And that top tier is 18 days, which means every 18 days, it's almost as if there's something new coming in, or we have forgotten what happened 18 days ago. In other words, what they were talking about or trying to show us is that information was going to be, you know, abundant.
Lightning speed.
Everything's going to happen fast. Everything is, it's like, it's called, what's it called? Co-creation. So whatever we think about, we literally manifest, or we bring to reality almost at a lightning speed. And information is just, you know, pouring in from everywhere, and we're getting bombarded by it. So what I advocate to many people is that we must take time out in our days to just veg out or sit still, and preferably in nature, to just say, life is great. I'm going to do the best I can. Everything is wonderful. Stare at the sky. Stare at the birds. Stare at the grass. Because that gets you out of that mindset of, I got to make money. I got to go do this. I got to go take care of that bill, and so on and so forth. You see? It breaks the cycle, and it keeps you connected to that sort of reality that is really important to us.
Joseph, how is it feel? How is it that some things feel as if they are so stuck and not moving, yet time seems to be speeding up? How does it feel stuck in both?
Well, I've often asked that question also, because the last few months I have definitely felt the difference. You know, there's absolutely feeling a different surreal feeling to reality right now, and almost like, you know, we're more aware of everything, but yet we're like living in a time zone, you know. But here is what how I understand it intuitively. We are going through a transformational transformational period right now. We cannot quite grasp or understand. It's happening within us, and it's happening throughout the universe. It seems to be doing something to the sun. The sun seems to be going through a cycle or a period where it's almost magnifying the energy, or it's shifting its energy in a sense. And that would explain all the solar flares we've been having.
In addition to the over 33 days of 110 this year, maybe?
Well, yeah, that too. But you could see the patterns in nature that have been changing. You know, the earthquakes, the tsunamis, the small tsunamis that we've been seeing. But the sun is going through a cycle. It's going through, and it's not not just happening on this level. It's happening in these other dimensional levels. And I don't want to go too deep into it, but that's the way it's been explained to me, and that's the way I understand it, is that the sun and the earth and the magnetic fields are shifting or changing. And this is why we're feeling like we're stuck, but yet time is going by. So we're so used to this fast-paced, I got to go to work, I got to go make money, I got to go do this, and we're not, you know, normally paying attention to it. Now we can't help but pay attention to it. No matter who you are, what you have, you're feeling something. You're feeling a change. And it's happening on a DNA level. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons I came to that conclusion was I have a friend that goes to London every year to check out the crop circles, and he's very good at what he does. And some of the crop circles that he brought back this year, which was only about a month ago, were indicating changes happening to the sun. Mm. Okay? Cosmic alignments that were happening to the sun, and they were making reference to that. The other one that got my attention was when I started seeing NASA pictures from space where they were projecting, you know, looking at the sun, and all we see is UFOs moving around the sun, which is kind of odd. You know, they were balls of light, they were craft, I don't know what they were, you know, but it was very interesting that they were observing the sun. So, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. You know, you put two and two together, there's something going on with the sun. But the way I understood it and what the Mayans talk about is that the sun is going through it's almost like a rebirth period. Mm. And then when you look at some of the ancient Egyptian texts, you begin to see that the Egyptians worshipped the sun god, Ra. And there was a reason for that, because that's where supposedly the energy and the power from this planet, you know, seems to emanate or seems to magnify our physical body. So there is a correlation, there is a connection. So whatever we're going through right now, it seems to be that we're going through a cycle that seems to be changing the energy fields.
Yeah, it's just interesting to be in the middle of it, where some things can't happen fast enough and some things are like at lightning speed.
Sure, but we're also literally supposed to be focusing on what's really important, which is our connections, you know, to ourselves and to the source. Not in a worshiping sort of way like most religions do, but in a realization that we are one with the source. You know, no middleman, just you and I connected to the source and just saying, okay, you know, show me the information. I feel your power, your strength, or whatever. Again, it's not worshiping. It's just being in one with the source. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're supposed to be doing right now. So,
do you have a question, Marty?
Yeah, Joseph, I've heard a lot of talk about the Mayan calendar, that it's coming to an end. And so I'm kind of curious what your opinion on that as the expert. What's the next steps for us, or what are they saying the next steps are, if you will?
Well, as I was talking about earlier, Dr. Carl Kalaman, who I had the privilege of meeting and talking to, talks about this is a consciousness evolution that's taking place. And he specifically says that it's October 28th, 2011, which is only a few days away, where that Mayan calendar literally ends. And then they don't have any information going forth. This December 21st, 2012 date, he says, is nowhere in the Mayan text. Nowhere did he see this December 21st, 2012. But then when you follow stuff by, Dr. Major Jenkins, he talks about 2012 already happening in 93. So there is a lot of misinformation. And we're starting to realize that we're in it. We're in the thick of it. So even with this Mayan calendar ending, I don't think it has that much of an importance whether it's December 21st or October 28th.
It didn't have to do with the end of the world, but end of an age, an end of an
end
era.
Of an age. That's it, exactly.
So, like, Jesus was in the age of Pisces, is that right?
Right.
In that way, actually, he's represented by the fish, or when you see
exactly,
that fish
the two
symbol.
Fish. Exactly.
And now we're entering into the age of Aquarius.
Exactly, which is about humanity. And even astrologers today are talking about, are we in it? Are we not going to be in it? Because, again, the calendars have been changed so many times by the Vatican, so we don't have a definitive sort of understanding of when the transitions are occurring. But with the Mayan calendar, the way I understand it is, from this point on, from after October 28th, we are entering a period of uncertainty where we have to begin to rebuild. And we clearly see that across humanity. The one thing that I do advocate on December into 2012 is we're going to see a lot more change taking place to the Earth, more earthquakes. But more importantly, I want everyone to understand the solar flares. Because if we start seeing more solar flares, and they come in cycles, you know, it's unpredictable.
And this isn't metaphysical boo-boo.
No,
this is
no,
science.
This is science.
And if you watch Cox, they'll apologize for the interruptions you may be experiencing. So, I mean, we
exactly.
are affected by these.
What I think is going to happen, and not to scare anybody, I think there's going to be a solar flare, a very large solar flare, that literally hits the Earth and knocks out some of our communication satellites, some of our power grids, and that may cause some change in people's lifestyles. You see, not the end of the world.
So I won't be to use my iPhone? Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly. That might be an issue, Marty. But what I'm saying is that's the kind of worst-case scenario that I see. Not the end of the world type doom and gloom, but just the end of the world as we know it and having to adjust to some major events that take place. I mean, look at those poor people in Japan, and now they had to adjust to an earthquake. You know, so we're so used to a certain lifestyle and we rely so much on electronics. But could you imagine if something like this were to happen and say, oh, no more iPhone, no more getting around? That would cause life to change a little bit. So what I think is going to actually happen is that a larger solar flare, a little bit, you know, out of the ordinary, that will affect somehow maybe one or two satellites, you know, or affect some power grid somewhere on this Earth. You know, and then we'll just have to adjust to it. But one thing's for sure, the big constant is change. And they talk about a new era. But they also talk about it in a positive way. It's not the end of the world. They talk about how humanity begins to see the world in a more enlightened way.
It's just the end of this segment, but we'll be back in a second. You're listening to Michelle Kaur, 60 Degrees. Again, if you have a question or comment, 866-472-5788. Don't be shy. That's 866-472-5788.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
This is Michelle Kaur. Encore Vision Centers are pioneers in the technique of corneal refractive therapy, or CRT. Approved by the FDA, CRT is an exciting new procedure that utilizes custom-fitted contact lenses to gently reshape the surface of your eyes while you sleep. This technique is painless, simple, cost-effective, and 100% reversible. Corneal refractive therapy is ideal for those who don't qualify for traditional eye or LASIK surgery. Encore Vision Centers, Tempe, Scottsdale, or at EncoreVisionCenters.com, 480-513-4899, 480-513-4899. Encore Vision Centers, where seeing is believing.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5, 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5. Your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at videon5.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, and you're visiting with our very own hero of my horoscopes. That's right, our official psychic astrologer, Joseph Anthony. If you want to reach him directly, you can do so at planetswithin.com. That's planetswithin.com. And sign up for his free newsletter. It's very informational and really cool, and often it makes me feel sane, going, why am I feeling all this crazy stuff? And I'll go, oh, it's not me, or it is me, but it's, you know, the planets as well, so I know that I'm in sync. And before the break, we were talking about, you know, the changes. It's not doomsday. It's just a shift of energy, a shift of consciousness, just like we shift from, you know, Leo into Virgo, or we're changing a sun sign. This has to do with our solar system's rotation around the Milky Way, right? Like the 26,000-year cycle.
Exactly.
And now we're moving into the cycle of the age of Aquarius. And if I would have thought of that earlier, I would have played that song. And Jesus was in the age of Pisces, and that's why he's represented by the fish. And if you've ever read the Celestine Prophecy, and if you haven't heard of it, you've probably been living under a rock. But they talked about us, you know, being super primitive and then getting to an age like in the 1400s where we'd start going out and questioning if the world was flat and, you know, getting our own answers and getting away from what we were told. Now we kind of found ourselves in that space again where we've been told all this stuff, but now with information. And it said we're going to get to a stage where we're so over computerized and over, you know, technically we have all these things available to us, which is wonderful in some ways, but we're going to get back to a place where maybe it's because the sun flare destroys much of our communication, where we're going to have to really be human again and talk to one another and build those personal relationships. And Marty's going to be telling us about that later, because that's really, people do business with people they like, and if your sales are down, it's because you haven't created that value or that relationship with that person. And we're tired of being hammered with emails and text message and voice messages. It better have some value. But we're getting back to that age of communication, and we are one, and being able to communicate across the world, across the planet, and share information.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite writers who passed away years ago, and he had a wonderful program on PBS, The Power of Myth, with Joseph Campbell. And I often use some of his quotes and some of his information on my presentations when I do presentations. He talks about how the moment we saw the Earth from space, you know, that first picture from space, and we as a society began to realize there's only one place we're going, and that is the unknown. And that's where we're going. We have entered from that period on, from the 60s or so, we have entered, or subconsciously society has entered, the unknown. We don't know exactly where we're going, but we know that it involves space, time, other dimensions, so on and so forth. And humanity is beginning to try and cope with it. And how do we cope with it? We dive into our work or our technology. But the best thing to do is to really embrace the people you have in your life, family members, the ones that are closest to you, friends, so on and so forth. And you're absolutely right. We are going to go back to a society of where we rely on each other. Smaller communities, networking with the people closest to us, growing our own food, stuff like that. It's almost like we're going back in time, but we're not. We're awakening to something even greater, mm-hmm. You know, this appreciation for our fellow man, you know, mankind. But the one thing is certain, that technology will always be with us no matter what happens, whether a solar flare or not. We'll rebuild and continue from there. But we were talking about this off the air. I don't see this as a doom and gloom time. I see this as a wonderful awakening, and that whatever is going to come out of it will be better for humanity as a whole, mm-hmm. as opposed to this divide and conquer mentality that's been, you know, perpetrated for the last 150 years. You know, that you're this, I'm that, and then, you know, there's a great divide. So we have to basically just understand that we are all one on this planet. And wherever we're going through time and space is going to be a new adventure.
Well, speaking of adventures, and not doom and gloom, but it is October, and we wouldn't be fair if we didn't talk about horoscopes or the Day of the Dead and how that all came about.
Well, that's an ancient Celtic story about respecting the people that have died. You know, it was called Hallows Eve. So they basically, it was a ceremony to sort of signify the dead people and celebrate their death, you know, and rebirth. Because if you look at life on this planet, it's all about death and rebirth, you know, plants, cycles in nature, so on and so forth, even human beings. So it's nothing new.
It
just keeps going round and round and round.
It's interesting, though, to see it's being adapted by other countries as well. And several years ago, I was in Italy and happened to be on Halloween, and mm-hmm. they don't quite have it down yet. They're trying to incorporate it. And then, of course, the next day was, you know, All Saints Day or whatever, November 1st, like the most popular day of the year there, especially at the Vatican. But again, it's being adapted as, you know, the theme that we know it today, you know, Halloween.
Right, but there's a lot of religions that believe that that's evil and the devil and all that other fun stuff. And we don't want to go into that, but it's just a celebration of you know, people that have died and, you know, resurrected in a spiritual sense and so on and so forth. But you know, it's just part of life, death and rebirth, part of life, one big cycle, round and round we go. So, you know, you celebrate what you feel comfortable celebrating.
True.
You know?
Now, Joseph, you have, you do a series of different speaking engagements and events, and they're usually extremely affordable, like $20. So great place to get out and meet other people. Here's some fun and fascinating, eye-opening information, again, in a very soft format where you're not being preached to. It's just, hey, you should, you know, think about this or look at that. And that information is also on your website. But what do you have coming up?
Well, I was going to put together, and it's going into the holidays. I don't necessarily do a lot of presentations around the holiday times because obviously people are spending time with their families. But I'm working on doing some presentations having to do with spiritual symbolism, having to do with what comes next after the Mayan calendar. And, of course, I'll continue to teach the psychic, you know, how to increase your psychic ability, awareness, and so on and so forth. So I've got those three that I'm working on, and I'll have them out. As the new year unfolds, I'll just have more and more presentations.
Well, and if you're like me, my New Year's are always around my birthday and, of course, the ending of the year that we celebrate, you know, December 31st. So what better time to get a reading? And you do the full astrological readings matched with, you know, your psychic ability. So it's cool. You have a little additional deeper insight about what somebody might be experiencing in addition to what is going on in their chart. And you're even offering 15-minute readings for $25. So that's incredible.
Exactly. You get on my newsletter, and you get the newsletter each month with the link that says 15 minutes for $25. It's a phone reading, you know, which is easier so people don't have to drive and see me. But it's just a way of sort of, you know, a little tune-up here and there. But, you know, I just make it affordable for everybody because it's not really about the money. It's really about awakening humanity. Mm-hmm. For me, that's what it is. It's about awakening up humanity to what they are. And astrology, or whether it's tarot, astrology, and numerology, all that stuff, it's all symbolism. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just a way of understanding your subconscious. So that's what I want people to understand. Because as soon as more people understand that connection that they have to the spiritual realm, life becomes much easier to comprehend, you know.
It really does. And for me, it's always at a time when, you know, because I'm extremely logical and extremely emotional at the same time. And so sometimes those two wars, you know, or worlds are at war, I should say. And so the time that I usually reach out to you is when I'm trying to make that decision of I can't hear myself. So thank you so much, Joseph. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you very soon.
Thank you.
Don't go away. We'll be back on the other side.
Break this, and nothing can break this. chosen who? What should we do? Well, you can't be a pimp and a prostitute too.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 Degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me. You.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 Degrees is the front line from finance to romance.
Kiss.
Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kor.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. And as I mentioned before, I feel the need for speed today. I'm playing with the boys. Now I'm visiting with Commander Marty Logan of Top Gun Seminars. He's going to take your sales to new heights and motivate you at Mach 10 speed. Commander Marty Logan has cracked the sales codes guaranteed. Why is it that some businesses are killing it right now while sales are down at your organization? Marty will help you close more sales with Top Gun Seminars and sales trainers. If you have a question or comment for our guest, I'm your host, Michelle Kor. Give us a call at 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And four of you, well, actually two of you and a friend, are going to get the opportunity to join us on Wednesday at the Embassy Suites from 9 to 4 for Marty's Top Gun sales training. And that's a $400 value per ticket. So two of you are going to win $800 in tickets today. So you don't want to miss this. And In case you're a first-time listener to my show, all of my guests come to me because they're either dear friends, they're clients, or they're sponsors I trust, or they've been referred to me by other friends or sponsors or clients that I trust and believe in. And I happen to have the opportunity to meet Marty through my very good friend, John Petrie. And I only promote people who, number one, I've either worked with them personally and I've been through their program and I can tell you honestly how it's changed my life, or people that I know they're creating something really wonderful in the world to help others. And Marty fits into all of those categories. So it's an honor to have you here today, Commander Logan. And, you know, you have helped over 60,000 sales professionals in the U.S. and Canada and beyond. And in the last 17 years, you've been with the National Speakers Organization. And you've worked with companies like IBM Direct, Xerox Direct, Best Buy, AT&T, Bell Canada, and the list goes on. But you really help people get out of their own way. And first, we want to talk about, you know, what brought you here and when you started Top Gun Seminars.
Great question, Michelle, and it's my honor to be here today. You know, I've been promoting other speakers for 18 years. I began my career with Tom Hopkins, 17, 18 years ago. Traveled with Tom Hopkins, spent some time with Brian Tracy, and some time with Zig Ziglar, and I've had the opportunity to meet and travel and partner with a lot of great people. A few years ago, I went back into corporate America as a corporate trainer, and so was working for the man. And I decided that just the politics for me, working for somebody else, I just, with all the experience that I have, I finally decided that, you know what? People say, Marty, we want to hear you speak. We, you know, you're promoting Tom Hopkins or Brian Tracy or whoever these other speakers are. We want to hear you speak. So I decided a few years ago that I was going to leave corporate America and go out on my own and kind of reach my own goals and my own dreams. And I've never looked back, and it's been probably the greatest decision I ever made. I thought to myself, why didn't I go out and be in business for myself sooner? What was I thinking? You know, I think whenever anybody is, they have the fear of going out and being business for themselves. They don't think they can do it. They don't think they have the money to do it. Maybe they think they need to get a partner. And I literally started my business with a stack of business cards and a web page. It wasn't a website. It was just a one pager that I had thrown up by my ISP. And, you know, with a lot of hard work, a lot of passion, and treating people right, it's been a great ride.
And now you've got an incredible new website.
We're pretty excited about it. We just launched it last April. Our vendor they've done a great job on it. It's helped us brand ourselves more effectively. It's helping me have more of a, how do I say, I'm out in the field more, and people can really see that we're the real deal, and that it's been phenomenal. Our closing ratio, we've sold our third and fourth quarter this year have been off the hook.
Well, that's kind of what I help people do, Marty, is, you know, you've done an incredible job of creating a brand, and then you've had help landing that brand so that it communicates to your target market, to your audience, and then, of course, using tools like radio and other methods to launch your brand. But it's, if you don't have that sales element in place, well, you know, all these landing and launching tools can't just carry you there. It's about all of us working together to create a seamless experience for the business owner, for the realtor, for the corporate, you know, business broker, whatever that might be. And that's what I love about your process because, and we're going to get into that in a minute, but I love the work that you're doing and that you're having a seminar next Wednesday. We want to let people know about that. You can find more information at thetopgunseminars.com. It's at thetopgunseminars.com. And also, we're going to be giving away some tickets during the show. So, in fact, we'll put out the number now if you want to call for you and a friend to win tickets to join me and a couple of my friends Wednesday, October 24th at the Embassy Suites in Paradise Valley, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Give us a call.
Call now, folks.
That's right. Do it. Just do it. Don't
exactly.
Complain about not doing
it. Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Pick up the phone now.
So, Marty, when did you launch Top Gun Seminars?
Well, I was brought in as a consultant for AT&T, in 2008. So I was a turnaround guy. I had a team of 30 people on an AT&T team. They weren't hitting their numbers or having some challenges. and they just weren't sure what it was, whether it was the people on the bus, it was the processes. And so they brought me in to AT&T, and in 30 days I was able to turn everybody around pretty quick. We had a pretty quick uptick in sales, and I wanted to bring in something that was different, that had a theme, and all the great things you talk about as far as branding. And so I really wanted to be different. And my experience with, you know, doing this for so many years is I want to be known as the best of the best. And so naturally, who are the best pilots in the world? Air Force might say they are, but it's the Navy, and that's the Top Gun. For all those people that have seen Top Gun, the movie, and know about Maverick and Iceman, you know, if you're going to start your own company, I wanted to be whoever I wanted to be. So I wanted to be Maverick.
Well, it's all about the branding and your unique brand story. And I think that's why also you're such an inspiration, because as Joseph was saying, we're going through a lot of change and transformation, and people are really looking at their lives and what's important to them. And the only true security we can create is our own. And so by starting, if you need that little, oomph to get you over the edge, attend Marty's seminar on Wednesday. Maybe that's just the confidence you need and the sales tools to help you decide to make a change and create your own business and leave corporate America, and not without a plan, but just, as we head into the end of the year, we always want to look at the past, revisit it, and what we can do different for the future, to start 2012. So we're going to take a very quick break. We're going to be back with Commander Marty Logan, and we're going to be talking about his upcoming Top Gun seminars and all the wonderful things that he can teach you to grow your business and your sales team.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Kaur of 6 Degrees Media. In today's market, establishing yourself as an expert in the media through radio, television, print, internet, and social networking is essential to the success of your business. 6 Degrees Media can help you be seen, be heard, and be the buzz. Consistency in your messaging and brand alignment across all media is key. True branding is communicating to your target market what makes your company, service, or product honest, meaningful, and different. 6 Degrees can help you save time and money by aligning your messaging, print material, audio, social media, email marketing, and web optimization. Increase your visibility, credibility, and establish a loyal customer base. Each step is customized to your business, industry, audience, and public relations objectives. The result is a fully actionable plan and go-to-market strategy. To learn more, call me, 602-820-STAR. That's 602-820-7827, or visit degreesmedia.com.
Support for 6 Degrees has been provided by Background Music Productions, specializing in custom music jingles and voiceovers, brand recognition, media imagery, and business advertising. Background Music Productions offers a variety of licensed custom music for use with multimedia projects. For more information, 602-790-0632 or on the web at backgroundmusicproductions.com.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We've got Commander Marty Logan of Top Gun Seminars telling you about the Top Gun Sales Academy coming up Wednesday, October 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Marty, how do you recession-proof your business? There's a lot of talk about different things going on, and I believe this is an incredible time for new business and making the right connections and connecting with the right people. And if the value is there, there's no question.
Great question, Michelle. A lot of people say, Commander, how do I recession-proof my business? Well, let's talk about making money the old-fashioned way, and that's working for it.
Yeah.
You know, I always encourage people to be very careful of people that want to get rich quick. People don't want to work for it. And so through my experience of doing this for 18 years and traveling, I mean, I've traveled the world talking with people from Canada. I just returned from the Philippines. I have clients in Australia. I've traveled to probably 40 of the 52 states we have in America here, speaking and traveling and mentoring. Our research shows us that there's three areas that people need to master, if you will, to have a great year. And the first one is the power of focus. And that is defining goals with more clarity so we can reach them with absolute certainty. So many people I meet in my life every day, they're more of a wandering generality rather than a meaningful specific. They spend more time planning what's for dinner tonight or what's the spread of the football game than the retirement plans. And our research shows us that roughly 97% of people in America today that retire what?
Broke.
Or how about this?
Or can't retire.
Exactly. They're relying on a second form of income.
Right.
And so, but our research shows us that most American families throughout the course of a lifespan make enough money to retire on. But when they get their paychecks, what do they do with them? They spend them. They burn it. They smoke it on trinkets. And so I always like to let people know, all my seminars, I always ask people, how many people in this room have goals in your lives? So let me ask you this to you listeners right now. For the people that are listening to us, how many people have goals in your lives? And probably everybody says, yeah, I've got some goals. The key is how many that are listening right now have those goals written down where you can see them every single day.
Bob Proctor talks about that, and there's something about the actual writing it down, not typing it on
right.
your computer, but writing it, and the brain-body connection of making that, you know, manifest on paper that shifts it into reality.
Harvard University has done a study, and we'll talk about that study more in detail at the Top Gun seminar, Top Gun Sales Academy, on this Wednesday, October 26th. At the ABC Suites, but it's a proven fact that you have a 10 times better chance of making your goals come true if they're written down. And I always like to share with my clients in life, the best way to predict your future is to create it. I believe in life there's no such thing as unrealistic goals, only unrealistic timelines. And for the people that are in sales, or the people that are a business owner. I mean, let's face it, Michelle, everybody's in sales. We're always selling something. We're selling our ideas, and maybe if you're a school teacher, selling your students on why they should study, you're a doctor, selling your diagnosis, or maybe you're, for the women out there that want to get married, you're in sales, you're trying to find a good man.
Exactly.
So I always say, again, anything is possible if you put your mind to it, and I encourage you to write your goal. You know, I used to go on vacation every year when I was younger. I used to go to Someday Isle. Someday I'll have a house in Scottsdale. Someday I'll have my own business, right? And a lot of people say, oh, I'll get around to that someday. I'll start that diet someday. And I say someday is not a day of the week. You ever heard of TNT?
Dynamite in general?
Well, yeah, it's one of the most powerful explosives out there, and it stands for today, not tomorrow.
Right.
So I encourage you to write your goals down where you can see them every day and empower yourself. Include your family in your goals. So when you're off track, they're empowered to get you on track. When I got out of bed this morning at 5:30 a.m., bam! The first thing that I saw was my goals written down on my bathroom mirror with a dry erase marker. So it's that power of focus. So if you're listening right now, don't hesitate. Let's talk about procrastination. Nah. Let's talk about that tomorrow. So we talk about procrastination. Do it now, folks. Sit down, grab a piece of paper, write your goals down. As Michelle said, you will be much more successful if they're in writing. And I encourage you to put them somewhere you can see them at and include your family and your manager or your boss in those goals. Because even if you're on the right track, you could get ran over. So
it gives you a little bit of accountability, too, because I know I'll flake on myself, but I won't tend to flake on other people. So if I have someone helping me hold myself accountable, then it's kind of like you have a little cheerleading team, too.
And with that, and that's a great point, Michelle, accountability. And just make a note of this, the more terrific you want to be in reaching your goals, the more specific you need to be. So the more detailed or granular you can be when writing those goals down, the more successful you're going to be. So how much money do you want to make next year? So a lot of people say, I want to make more money next year. I say, great, how much do you want to make? Write down the exact amount. I want to lose weight. I want to get in shape. What does that mean, round? That's a shape. A shape I'm staying. So what's your goal? How much do you want to lose? And what's your game plan to get there? Are you going to do cardio? Are you going to go ahead and eat more healthy? What does that mean, less McDonald's? So your goals are you want to spend more quality time with your kids? What does that mean, Xbox 360? So again, Zig Ziglar told me this years ago. He said, young man, if you want to be terrific, you need to be specific. So when you ask the question, what can people do to recession-proof their business? Number one is the power focus. Have that laser vision this year as we go out the next 12 months. The second thing I would encourage you to do is number two is manage your attitude and have a positive mental attitude. I mean, how many people that are on the, that are listening to us right now have ever spent any amount of time around a negative person before?
Oh, it's draining.
And how do those kinds of people make us feel?
Exhausted.
Yeah.
Energy vampires.
And I know that you, Michelle, only surround yourself with winners. And that's why it's always been my pleasure to work with you and partner with you, because Michelle gets that piece. And it's about attitude. And I don't say a positive attitude. I call it a resilient attitude. I was recently at the Top Gun Academy in Virginia Beach this last November for a photo shoot and for a tour. And hanging out with all these fly guys that fly these F-18s and F-16s and go into battle, and they're landing on a aircraft at 2 a.m. that you can't see. These guys deal with high-end stress, and they have a resilient attitude. And recently I returned from the Philippines. I don't know if any of your listeners have ever been in the Philippines, but it was a challenge. There were some security issues out there for me. And I was in charge of recruiting, training, and hiring 40 Filipinos to sell into the Australian market every day. And my average Filipino that worked for me only made $300 a month. And that was really good money for them.
Mm-hmm.
How many listeners on the phone that are listening to us right now on the radio actually took a hot shower today? Hopefully all of you. But of my reps that worked for me in the Philippines, 97% of them did not have running water. They would take a shower with a bucket and a ladle. And so my point with that is that so many times here in America, we forget how good we've got it.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back here after being out of here, I mean, a lot of people say we're in a recession. I refuse to participate. And when I came back here, I had a chance to look at people and how they're dealing with the recession. So many people in their business or their life, they've already quit. They just haven't left yet. And so I encourage everybody to make sure you hang out with winners and be very careful of what you watch on television, because I many times consider television chewing gum for the mind. I mean, Gandhi talks about be careful what you put in your mind, because what goes in your head becomes your thoughts, and your thoughts become your words, and your words become your habits, and your habits become your destiny. And I find that habits can be like a warm bed, so easy to get into, but so hard to get out of. So those two things, if you can manage that, your focus and your attitude.
People skills, which have gone away.
Well, and your people skills. So what we do at the Top Gun Sales Academy is we help people increase their people skills. If you work in any kind of – if you're working with clients – if you were taking inbound calls or outbound calls, if you're a business owner, we're all in sales. We're always selling something. And so what we want you to do is to master those selling skills and those people skills.
Well, and what if someone thinks, and a lot of people seem to think there's no room for improvement. Like, you know, they're not happy with their end results or where they are, their ROI, but they're also not willing to make any changes. And I look at people like, I'm just going to say like Madonna or somebody that's continued to reinvent themselves and improve and stay out there and be trendy. And it's like, if you want that longevity, you have to change. And that's what I tell business owners working with them, like, oh, we already have a brand. I'm like, but if you've been in business 30 years, that represented something different. Consumers purchase differently now. We are hammered with information. And when I was at Top Gun, I loved what you were teaching the majority of people that are in sales. And granted, I'm in sales too, but I'm usually the recipient of those people and those calls. And I like that you are creating better people to talk to me, because I'm on the rare end of you're helping people create leads. I had too many unqualified leads. And so, you know, we'll talk about my process later. But again, it's you need to continue to reinvent yourself and be better, whether you're the company, the business, the individual, the entrepreneur. It's that constant learning curve.
Well, and I love that question. What do you tell people that think they don't have any room for improvement? I'll share this example with you. I was speaking recently, a few weeks ago, at a large corporation, and there's a good old boy in the room, and he says to me, he says, Marty Logan, he says, sales training, sales trainers. He says, I've been in sales for 20 years. He said, I already know that already. And I said, well, I said, wow. I said, appreciate your honesty. And I did. I said, you know what? I said, what's your name? And he says, my name's John. I said, John, you may have been in sales for 20 years. I said, there's a very big difference between 20 years of experience and 1 year of experience repeated 20 times. See, when you're ripe, you rot. But when you're green, you keep on growing. We all live here. We're blessed to live in this great, great climate here in Tempe and Scottsdale and Arizona and Phoenix. And every quarter, every springtime, professional baseball players come back here for what?
Spring training.
Right, because they know if they don't use it, they might lose it. And for me, when I get away from the basics, when I coast, it's downhill. I don't coast uphill. And we talk about, I interviewed Andre Agassi many years ago before a tennis match when we had the Franklin Templeton tennis matches up here in Scottsdale.
Yes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
interviewed.
Princess.
Yeah, good advice. I was able to interview Andre Agassi before one of his matches, and I was watching him. If you go to the matches, you can watch some of the tennis players practice before their next match on some of the side courts. And I went up to Mr. Agassi, and I said, Mr. Agassi, my name's Marty Logan. Can I just pick your brain for a minute? And I just want to ask you a couple of questions. And I said to him, nice guy. I said to Andre, I noticed you're practicing before your match. I says, you're one of the top players in the world. You're top five at the time. Why are you practicing right now? He said, it's real simple. He says, all of us tennis players, we have just about the same skill level. However, it's that one minor thing we can do to be more consistent that's going to help me be better than the next tennis player. And so that's why I have to continuously practice and hone my skills. You see, we don't think that high achievers and top guns in life and sales do extraordinary things. They do the ordinary things extraordinarily well. So I encourage you to go to a seminar once a quarter to plug in. A lot of people say, Marty, those motivational speakers, they don't last. I say, neither does a shower. But it's nice to take one every now and then, isn't it?
Very good. Well, you're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, and we're visiting with Commander Marty Logan of the Top Gun Sales Academy. And we're going to tell you more about his upcoming event on Wednesday, October 26th. I hope you will join us. If you don't want to say anything on air, you can just leave your name with the engineer. We'll be giving away 2 tickets to Wednesday's event. You'll be able to join me as well. So 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. We'll be right back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5. 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5, your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at videon5.com.
Get your weekly wake-up call for the oblivious. Tune in every week for Rant and Rave Radio with your hosts, Nathan Jetstream Jet and Mike Hardcore Elmore. Nothing is off our table.
In fact, there's more on it than we care to talk about.
It's a common-sense perspective on the people and happenings going on around us every single day. Leave it to Mike and Nathan to educate you on politics and society. Tune in to Rant and Rave Radio every Thursday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. We're visiting with Commander Marty Logan of Top Gun Seminars and Top Gun Sales Academy. He's helped over 60,000 sales professionals in the U.S., Canada, Philippines, Australia, and beyond be more effective in his nuts and bolts sales training. And you're going to be able to join us on Wednesday, October 26th from 9 to 4. And Marty, we were talking earlier about, we are just hammered with information, and our initial defense, even if somebody's calling us with something that could be really great to grow our business or, our company, our foundation, our charity, whatever we might be doing, and we tend to block it out before we even hear it. I mean, we put up our guards like, no, whether it's an email, sure, a text message, a voicemail, it's just one more thing. And I know one of the things that you help people work on is utilizing technology in an effective way, leaving the right message, having an impact, and not just being lost in everything else, lost in all the noise, I would call it.
The quagmire, if you will. Yeah, I mean, technology today is great. It helps us be more effective at selling with the internet and email and databases and CRMs. However, if you're a salesperson or a business owner, or anybody for that matter, trying to get a hold of somebody, many times technology can be a hindrance in relation to getting people's voicemails. And what, and you mentioned a minute ago that people are getting inundated, and maybe sometimes when a salesperson calls you, you don't even take time to listen to them. And why is that? Well, what do most people think about when they think of a salesperson?
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious.
Used car.
Survey says, no one answer, used cars. good answer. I heard this one last week. I was speaking in a company. Somebody said, one step below well done. I'm all, thanks, don't hedge, just tell us how you really feel. So we first want to take a look at defining salespeople and defining sales. And what is that? That's helping a person make a decision that's good for them. Selling is filling a need while creating value.
Yes.
Selling is a trust transference, and people buy a solution and a good feeling. And so remembering that you make a difference, whatever your product or your service is, you have that trust transference. You've got to light yourself on fire so people come to watch you burn. And so let's talk about voicemail. So how many of our listeners have ever called somebody before on the phone, and you want to talk to them, and you get their voicemail? It's like, darn it, voicemail. Okay. And I ask my prospects before they begin training with us, I say, well, do you leave this person a message? And they'll say, well, it depends. And I say, depends on what? Your hair? The weather? So we talk about, there are two reasons. Now, if you're driving, please don't write this down. But if you're listening online, I encourage you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. People always want to know, what's in it for me, Marty? What's in it for me? Well, I'm going to give it to you right now. What's in it for you to write this down? I'm going to help you connect with more people. I'm going to help you have more face time with people. Because how can we make more money this year? Two ways, talking to more people and increasing our closing ratio. So here is a couple reasons why people will call us back off voicemail. Number one is curiosity. The second one is greed. So I'd like to share with the listeners here, should you choose to use this voicemail, you will get a 60 to 80% better return call rate from somebody. I mean, heck, maybe even have an old friend of yours that owes you money that will call you back.
It's
this
definitely
is
a much higher rate than you not leaving a message. Because I get so many phone calls that if you don't leave a message, that means you didn't call me, because I'm not going to go back and surf through my missed calls and figure out who it was.
Well, I know you have caller ID too, so you know the person's calling.
But if I have caller ID and you're already in my phone, I know you. If it's a number I don't recognize, I usually don't answer it.
Correct.
But if you don't leave a message, that means you didn't call me, because I have nothing to respond to either.
And there's, I mean, how many is in, that are in sales that are listening right now have ever met a rejectionist? I mean, a receptionist.
Gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper. They're paid to keep us out, folks. If they let you through, they will get in trouble. And so many times, have you ever called a company before, you ask for a vice president or CEO, and they say, oh, which company are you calling from? You tell them, and they say, okay, can you hold, please, so I can see if he's available? They go away for a few seconds. They come back, and they say, he's not available. I'm going to put you in his voicemail. What just happened?
They said, it's Marty on the phone, and he goes, put him into my voicemail.
Right. It's some sales guy. I don't know who it is. You just got screened. So go ahead, folks. Get out your pen here and your paper. I'll wait. Okay, here we go. I'm going to break it. I'll say it, and we'll break it down for you. It goes like this. Good morning, Mr. Prospect. My name is Marty Logan. I was hoping to catch you for a minute because I have a question that only you can answer. Please call me today at 480-626-5883. Now, and then you hang up. Let's break it down. I'll say it to you again to break down the tonality and the psychology of it. Good morning, Mr. Prospect. My name is Marty Logan. It's always your first and your last name. You always brand yourself as a professional. And you hear my tonality in my voice? Marty Logan. It's downward inflection, not upward inflection. If I say, hi, my name is Marty Logan, I don't sound real confident.
No.
And so sophisticated buyers buy from sophisticated sellers. You have to sound like you deserve their listening ear. So, good morning, Mr. Prospect. My name is Marty Logan. I was hoping to catch you for a minute. Not an hour, but how long? A minute. Hey, I can give you a minute. See, I'm positioning versus pressuring.
Right.
So, good morning, Mr. Prospect. My name is Marty Logan. I was hoping to catch you for minutes because I have a question that only you can answer. What does that do for somebody's ego?
Skyrocket.
That's right. I'm the man. I'm the woman. I got the answer to the question, right? So I have a question you can answer. Please call me back today. Not next week, but when? Today. So what am I creating here? A sense of
urgency.
Please call me back today at 480-626-5883. Click. Give your number once. Be articulate. Because if they can't hear you because you are not articulate, they're not going to call you. And I got to tell you, I recently had a vice president of a very large home builder call me from Rocky Point, Mexico with his wife on vacation to find out what the question was. So he called me back. And so what is the question? It could be a lot of different things. As a corporate trainer for me, when I have a vice president or CEO of a large company call me back, executive, something I will say is, I'll ask him, are you the vice president? And they'll say, well, yeah, I am. I says, great. Are you the kind of manager that's always looking at ways to motivate your sales team and give them tools to close more sales? What do they have to say to that?
Yes.
Typically, they're going to say yes. 99% of the time, they're going to say yes. If they say no, I can't hang up fast enough because I know that activity breeds productivity. The more people that I can talk to, the more successful I'm going to be. So those are some examples of voicemails. That's the curiosity voicemail. We take it to the next level when they call you back, how to engage them off that. I just encourage when somebody calls you back off that voicemail, always thank them for calling you back. Say, I thank you. I know you're busy. We've never met before. Let me tell you why I'll call you and I'll let you go. They're going to call you back. And the bigger the ego, the faster they're going to call you back. So that's a nice voicemail that you can use that will get you around the technology piece.
I know you don't agree, but I'd like to recommend that you give the phone number twice because I've had a lot of phone numbers left once where I'm getting another call apparently at the same time, and so it's bleeped out or I miss a digit. So
we talked about that.
It doesn't hurt.
And it cuts out. Yeah. Maybe you can't hear it. Just remember that people are going to think they don't know if you're a client calling them. They're not sure if you're calling from the IRS. they're not sure if you're calling you from the principal's office. I have literally thousands of examples of why I've had high executives, CIOs, CFOs, CEOs call me back to find out what the question was. So now I can engage, communicate, and connect, and hopefully get them involved.
And the other way I know to get an instant call back is say you're calling from KWSS 106.7 FM or Voice America, and I guarantee they will drop what they're doing and call you back. It's wonderful. I love being in the media.
That is good stuff. Well, I'd call you back. Who wouldn't?
Well, thanks. So, again, we're talking about a lot of salespeople. I mean, just there's that energy of they have a bad reputation. And again, even though they could have the best products and services for us that could really help us with landing or launching our business or whatever that might be, but we tune them out before they even start. So how do they work through their thought process?
Well, that's sometimes you hear, how can you tell if a salesperson's lying if their lips are moving? Right? Kind of like lawyers and things, some of that bad rap. And all of us have talked to a, how do I say this, maybe not a shady salesperson, but somebody that didn't have morals or integrity. Have you ever met a salesperson? It seems like they have commission breath. They're looking at you like your paycheck, right? Yeah. And so,
because I always tell my clients, solve the problem. What is the problem you're solving for them? And then you're the solution to that problem, but it's coming from a different place.
That's exactly right. We are all professional problem solvers. But again, I want you to think about, if you're listening right now, what do you sell for a living? What do you do? what's your product, what's your service. Now think about that product or service. If you're meeting with a potential client, a prospect, and you meet with these people, and eventually you can't close the sale, who's going to be the big loser? Who's going to lose out? Most people say, well, I'm going to lose out. I'm not going to get my commission. Well, sure, you are going to lose out. You're going to lose in the small right now. But who's the next loser? Well, your company's going to lose out. They're going to, we have bills to pay, but who's the big loser in the long run? If you're looking at somebody to help them buy the home of their dreams, or help them maybe in property management, or maybe you're helping somebody own a car of their dreams, if they don't buy that car or that house or your services, who's going to lose out? The customer, the client. So if you're listening right now, please write that down on a piece of paper. The client loses, and put a big box around it, because you believe that, and your prospects can see that you believe that. Watch your income grow. Lou Holtz says it best: if you take care of your people, the money will come. And so it's about serving and having that mentality that, hey, if I don't get this person involved, I'm really letting them down. And again, it's that trust transference. People can tell when you're sincere like that. People in life don't care how about you know. They don't care about how much you know about them until they know how much you care about them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And then you build that, especially because I know you work with so many realtors, both corporate and residential.
Mm-hmm.
But you have an extraordinary experience with your realtor, your title company, your mortgage officer. You're creating a long-term generational client. You know, you're a great attorney or you've built that relationship. They're going to send you their children and their family and their children. And you know, you're building a lasting client database. So I don't understand why people don't make sure we have an exceptional experience the first time. And if I feel that you really care and have my, you know, needs first versus just I'm a dollar sign to you, that shifts everything. And again, common sense isn't common, is it?
No, it's not so common.
We're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back. And then you're going to tell us the most important step to the sales process. And I want to share a little bit about my experience, because it's really changed the way in which, you know, I run and operate my business. If you have a question or comment, 866-472-4788. That's 866-472-5788.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5. 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5. Your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at VideoN5.com.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ah!
There is no time like the present. So right now is the time to get off your butt, quit complaining, and call us if you'd like to join Marty and I. He's also...
Call us.
Yes. He's also offered a two one-hour sessions of coaching for all my listeners, for one of my listeners and fans that's national. Because, again, like all the work that Marty does, the show reaches the U.S. and beyond. So you can send us an email. You can Facebook me at facebook.com/Michelle Corr, or you can leave a message at 866-472-5788, and I'll leave it open to my Facebook friends to email me as well by the end of the day if they want to win four tickets. So two people will win tickets for them and a friend to join us on Wednesday. And I can tell you that I learned a lot from being at your seminar, but it was more so I'm more on the receiving end of the people on your seminar. They're contacting me. They're trying to get through my gatekeeper, which is my voicemail at this time. But the process that you helped me align, first I want to make sure we talk about the most important step in the sales process, but I'm that reverse customer where I have too many leads. I need to filter leads and find out what you help me say is, are you curious or are you serious? Because if you're not serious, I'm not going to educate you. You can go to Wikipedia or Google something if you have a question. If you're serious, I'll work with you. And you help me create an intake form that has become my biggest gatekeeper because, like you, Marty, I want to work with conscious, motivated people that want to help themselves. If you're helping yourself, I will bend over backwards to help you. And money's not an object. We'll work that out. But if you're not and you just expect it to be done, forget it. You're out. You don't fill out my intake form, I'm not even going to call you back.
And we worked on that intake form, if I remember correctly, through some of our coaching that we did together.
Yeah.
So we sat down and you kind of said what some of your challenges were, and we just put together a solution to help that. And the question you have is, what is the most important step within the sales process? Well, I want the listeners to remember that selling is a process. You can't come down and use some magical closing words and expect to close the sale. There's no such thing as closing dust that you can sprinkle on people. And not many people I know that have ever given pound to a 5-pound closer. So it can be learned. If you're coachable, if you come to the Top Gun Sales Academy, you're going to get everything you need from cradle to grave to be more successful. But the question, what's the most important step in the sales process? Please remember that it is a process, and they're all fundamentally important. Because if you bake a cake and leave out one ingredient, what's going to happen?
It's flop.
It's going to taste like my cooking, which is unbelievable. If anybody plays golf, there are basically 19 basic movements in the golf swing. And what is the goal of every top producer in golf when they swing that golf club? It's like a reflex for them. They don't have to think about it. Selling is the same way. When somebody says, well, Marty, this is great, but I want to think it over, I'll call you back. When somebody says they want to think over your products and services, they'll call you back next week. How often do they call you back next week? Never. The be back bus comes back empty. So if they say this product costs too much money, I can get it cheaper somewhere else, I want to shop around, I'm already working with somebody else right now, I'm loyal to them, thanks, but no thanks. Our goal is to be able to have our rebuttals that are personalized to our own style. And again, that's what we do next week at the Top Gun Sales Academy and on our coaching. But of the seven steps, Michelle, you mentioned this earlier today, and it's been a common thread with you, and I know that you're so good at this. It's about connecting with people. People buy from people they like and trust. And folks, listeners, can you remember this? This one thing. When you're out there talking to people and you're building relationships and you're building your business, we are only one or two questions away from a human being from making that connection. And when you're out there talking to people, you want them to say me too versus so what. And so many great salespeople I know have great product knowledge and know about their products, but when they start talking to people about what they sell and what they've got, their solutions, they're all business. They talk all business. And I encourage you in the sales process to, once that person calls you back off that voicemail that you leave, make that connection. Remember that common ground is the foundation of rapport. So that's a big one. And another one is, some people think that I'm a good talker, I'm confident, I can talk. Folks, being a good salesperson is about being a good listener. Remember this, gang. It's better to be an interested introvert rather than an interesting extrovert. You can tell the quality of a salesperson by the quality questions they ask. Never take money from a stranger, handling your customer leads to sales success. In fact, if you're listening right now and you sell something, a product or service or your business for yourself, who cares what you like about your company? Who cares what you like your products or services? It doesn't matter what you like. What matters is what they like. And so most people like to talk about themselves. And so the key is being very conversational and asking people, looking at their past buying experience, what do they like about their current broker, about their current car, what they do or don't like about it, finding out who the decision maker is. Because, again, folks, we don't want to do peg-legged appointments. We want to talk to a decision maker. So I think once you have your presentation down and you're persuasive, not informative, in that presentation sequence, and you know that presentation is nothing more than preparation for the close, you know how to ask for the sale, and you know how to overcome objections, I think, again, relationship selling, the me-toos and the so-whats, and asking the right questions. And so you can help find out what people's pains are and engage them.
And you know, that's what I'm able to do through my intake form, is get a really solid understanding of who they are and what's important to them. So I'm really hearing them. And then, yes, gently solving some of those problems, but understanding where they're coming from. Because, and I know some people are sick of this, but it's true. It's about that relationship and building the trust.
It is.
And for me, I mean, I think I'm fortunate to be more of a general contractor. And we talked about this yesterday, where I can look at the whole picture. I can look at the architecture of what you are trying to build and assemble the people that need to build that for you. And I'm not necessarily attached. I'm attached to the people I work with. But if you don't need my particular services, if I don't think a radio interview is going to help you or something else that I might be promoting, I'm not even going to tell you about that. And I think that's what happens when people ask me, you know, oh, what do you do? I'm like, actually, it's easier for me to tell me what you do and maybe how I could be of service, because then I know how to tailor it to them and what's important. Not what I have to sell, not what's on my lot, but what they need. And that might not include me. And so most often, Marty, I'm actually pushing business away from myself, because I honestly don't feel they're ready, or they have to go through a certain process. They have to be, their brand has to be in place and communicated properly before they use certain tools. So I enjoy the education process of helping somebody create a strategy.
I hear you say it all the time, the why. What's their why? And again, that's that power of focus is so important to people. God has given all of us two gifts, folks. Everybody listening right now has two special gifts that are for you. Don't take them to the grave. Make sure that you, whatever that passion is, that you go out there and you make it happen. And knowing what your why is. And so great closers ask great questions. Never take money from a stranger. How knowing your customer leads to sales success.
Love it.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
We're cracking the sales code right now. Folks, if you're listening right now, we're helping you crack the sales code.
And if you join us on Wednesday, October 26th from 9 a.m. to 4, again, you'll have through the rest of the day to either email me on Facebook, connect to me there, send me a real-life email if you're my friend, or leave a message at the 866-472-5788 number. Four of you, two of you, and your friend will be able to join us for Marty's workshop, the Top Gun Sales Academy. And you're going to receive a 55-page customized Top Gun Sales Academy workbook. So what I love about the work you do, Marty, and of course you want to go work with people and work with their sales staff and work with their team, but they can walk away with actionable items that
Correct.
They can go put on, do themselves.
I'm not a lecturer. So the difference between a speaker is there's a professional speaker and there's a public speaker. If you go to, some people out there like Toastmasters, they'll teach you how to be a public speaker and not use ums and this and that. I'm a professional speaker. I connect with my audience and I'm authentic. So when I don't lecture. It's not a monologue, it's a dialogue. So when you leave that room that day, you're going to have scripts that are customized to you and your style. Because who cares what your style is, as long as you're making all the money you can spend. And that's what you'll get if you join us at the Top Gun Sales Academy. or also visit us at our website, which is thetopgunseminars.com.
Yeah, and if you visit that site and you go under the services, you'll tell you about many of the different bullet points of things you're going to learn and, again, walk away with. You're going to walk away with actionable things that you can put into place
that day.
That day.
Yeah.
And start Monday fresh, you know, with your sales team, or for a lot of us out there, we are our own sales team. So you can also reach Marty at 480-626-5883. That's 480-626-5883. I will look forward to your emails later. And Marty, again, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to being there Wednesday. I've learned a lot, and it's helped me help my clients with, you know, connecting to their process and being of better service to them. I love my intake form that you helped me put together through your private coaching session.
Good stuff.
One of my absolute favorite tools that I have. It is the best. So if you can't afford a gatekeeper at this time, work with Marty, create an intake form, and that will be your custom screener.
That's good.
I hope everybody has an incredible weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we will see you in 7.
Make it happen.
I'm blindfolded on this roller coaster they call life. Keep trying to make it through that next turn. Knuckles wide and holding tight. So here I go, taking the curve.
You've been listening to Michelle Corr 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.